Are you a physical therapist? Maybe you're in PT school. Maybe you're thinking about becoming one. Well, this episode's for you. Why? Because I think physical therapy is the bee's knees. Yeah, I know sometimes I can seem a little bit jaded, but I have my reasons. At the end of the day, though, this profession, this career has prepared me for literally anything that I could want to do in life. Don't believe me? Listen to the whole episode and decide for yourself. Now let's cue that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, talking to you today about why I think physical therapy is one of, if not the best, first jobs. Notice I said first and not just jobs. Period. And for some of you, maybe it's the best job, period. Awesome. For me, it has proven to be one of the best first jobs. So this past weekend, I had the awesome opportunity to attend ConvertKit's Craft and Commerce Conference. Can you say that like three times fast? ConvertKit Craft and Commerce Conference. Wow, that's a lot. It's extra. And it is a conference for people who generate content, whether it's podcasts, blogs, vlogs, any kind of social media, anything like that, just people that are creating content and looking to perhaps turn their side hustle into a main gig or turn their main gig into something even bigger with this kind of content generation. And it was awesome. It's the first kind of conference that I've ever been to like this. I go to a lot of physical therapy conventions, conferences, things like that, and this was the first of its kind, and I was blown away. I actually signed up for next year's conference this weekend. I loved it that much, but it was really interesting because, you know, I think I've been going through a little bit of an identity crisis and kind of pulling back and not wanting people to know I'm a physical therapist or just not wanting to talk about it and having different reasons for this. But this weekend was interesting because it kind of made me realize that I think I just don't like being known that in or known by that or known as that in the movement world. You know, I live a lot of my life on Instagram and I don't regret it. I love it. I will justify it or not justify it. I will support it and, you know, I love it. But the algorithms are such that you get surrounded by the same people and your view of things becomes very limited by some of those algorithms. You just kind of see the same things over and over again. And what I see a lot of is just, I don't want to say providers arguing with other providers, but I see providers preaching to the choir. And some of it's really good because you're teaching other people, which is awesome. But I also question how big our reach is and if we're doing a good job of becoming relevant to the public. And this weekend kind of solidified my resolve, solidified my resolve that we're not really doing the best job that we can. We're starting, it's good, but not doing the best job we can in terms of reaching the public because half these people had no idea what I did. But I think I might save all that for another podcast. I don't want to make this one too long. But I do want to say how this ties into me believing that physical therapy is the best starting gig. And honestly, it boils down to the fact that physical therapy is an opportunity to really learn, hone, refine the soft skills. At the end of the day, we have to remember that we are treating a human and we have direct contact with that human. We touch that human in the least creepy way possible, but we touch that human. Direct contact. As such, the big take home from this conference, there are no hacks for how to grow your email list and how to, you know, grow your podcast and how to grow your social media following. Yeah, there's suggestions and you know, kind of specific things you can do to try and help that. But at the end of the day, the underlying theme, the overarching theme, whatever you want to call it, was connection. It was realizing, recognizing, understanding that on the other end of that podcast, on the other end of that email, on the other end of that vlog, that video, that Instagram post, whatever it is that you're doing, on the receiving end of that is a human. And it's oftentimes the accounts that can connect to people the best that do the best. And when I say do the best, I'm not just talking about sheer numbers. I'm talking about longevity. I'm talking about actually having an impact, right? Because you can't just go by the numbers. The numbers, they can lie. But if you want to look at some numbers, if you want to look at, you know, the monetary side of things, because, you know, let's call it spade a spade. It's okay to talk about money. You want to look at the monetary side of things, the people that are converting, they actually changed their name to Seva, not ConvertKit. But the people that are converting and you know, I don't want to say monetizing their audience because that sounds so bad, but the people that are, you know, having financial success and being able to turn their passion into a living are the ones that are truly connecting with people, right? Service first, sales second, always. And that was the overarching theme of the weekend, the entire weekend. And I'm sitting there in all of these seminars and just being like, this is stuff that, as you continue to be a physical therapist, you realize how important it is. I can't say for sure that you gain these skills during school, and that's kind of one of the arguments I was, you know, pitching during my past two podcasts about residencies, and kind of one of the faults of school, one of the faults of residencies like that, is that a lot of time those soft skills, we don't gain them during that time, and sometimes it takes time and experience to really gain those things. But as a first career, physical therapy, if you do it right, and yeah, I'm going to say right or wrong, if you do it right, you realize that you're treating a human and you really work on refining and honing these soft skills and learning how to connect with people, how to listen to people, how to relate to people. And at the end of the day, that is what is going to turn you into a successful business person, or, you know, allow you to change your side hustle or reform, you know, whatever you want to call it, morph your side hustle into your main gig, is if you can connect with people. It was interesting. I was sitting next to this gentleman who, in one of the seminars, sitting next to this gentleman who had on two AFOs. So for those of you out there that don't know what it is, it's an ankle foot orthosis. It's a thing that goes in your shoe. It attaches to your leg. It's like basically to help if you have an inability to use your leg in a certain way. Like this person, he couldn't really lift his feet. So it basically, you put it and you wear it so that you don't drag your foot, you don't trip on stuff, right? So he had two of them and he had a cane, and I wasn't about to be like, yo, my dude, what happened? But somehow it did come up, right? And side note, I'm totally going to digress here. The soft skills gained from physical therapy and the ability to speak to people and connect with people was huge this weekend in terms of just sitting down, meeting people, sitting and having breakfast. I went with nobody that I knew, right? I just went there and I was like, all right, we're going to see how this goes. And it was incredible. I met so many awesome people. But somehow, you know, the guy, I don't know how it even came up. And I'm bringing him on the podcast, actually. But it came up. He was like, oh, you're a physical therapist? I have a really interesting story for you. And yeah, he did. This guy ended up he contracted Guillain-Barré syndrome and basically has lost significant usage of like the his feet, his lower legs. But that's going to be in another podcast. It was actually really interesting. But he was in a coma for a long time. He's like, it was a really good story. I'm going to, it's cliffhanger, I'm going to make you listen to the next episode. But the ability, as I'm talking to him, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, as a physical therapist, I can connect with this man in so many ways. I do have some understanding, some knowledge of what he's talking about, because most people won't. You know, I could, if he had asked for suggestions of any kind, even if I don't treat neuro, I could be like, yeah, well, you know what, I have this resource, and go see that person, or talk to that person. I can, I had the listening skills to I wasn't doing an assessment of him, but you have the skills to listen and hear, to truly hear this person. And just, I keep saying it, but just to connect with this person. And so much of that I have gained, I have refined from being a physical therapist. Additionally, what do? We work with humans. We work with the human body. And guess what? Everyone has a body. I strategically stopped there so that you could sit and be like, duh, but actually think about that for a second. Everyone has a body. Everyone has a body. And what does this mean? Well, oftentimes we connect with people because of shared experiences, shared experiences, shared things that we both have in common, things that we may both own. Like, hey, I own those Jordans too. What is that? But it doesn't suddenly start talking, blah, 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 right? Yeah, I know random that Jordans came up, but one of the speakers had him on. I told him that he has to run next year. So we'll see if he carries through or follows through. But shared experiences, commonalities, right? Things that we own, that we both own. We all have a body. And as physical therapists, we work directly with the body. That inherently puts us at an advantage, in my opinion, to be able to connect with people, because maybe we haven't had that direct experience that they've had, but maybe one, you know someone, or you've learned about it, or you understand it in a different way than just the average Joe, because guess what? You work with the body, and we all have a body. I know it sounds kind of duh, but it really struck me, and I was like, dude, physical therapy prepares you to really do so much more. And I don't want that to come off as like, oh, you should be doing more than physical therapy. No, because as physical therapists, we change lives, and it's an awesome profession. And I feel that I can come off as kind of shitting on it, but I don't want that to be the case. And you know, I talked with Danny Matei about it, and he said it, we have one of the best jobs in the world. And I really wish that we could get that message out there, because I think the status quo right now is kind of to think that our job kind of sucks, and that it's paperwork and insurance and seeing too many patients and getting burned out in like one day, which, yes, was my initial experience within the first 2 years of doing physical therapy. But look where I'm at now. And I guess, you know, some of you don't know me out there, but I am truly living my best life. And the springboard for that was physical therapy. It really provides you with such a foundation to be able to do whatever you want, because it gives you the soft skills. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it gives you them, but it gives you an opportunity to refine those soft skills and truly work on those soft skills and really learn how to connect with people, how to get them to trust you, and not in a sleazy way, right? How to get them to know that you believe in them. And this is what's really booming right now, is like, you know, the biopsychosocial model, I see it everywhere. And yes, I'm rolling my eyes as I say that. I know you can hear it. But again, that's because I have immersed myself in social media, and because of the algorithms, I see the same accounts over and over again, and everyone's talking about the same thing. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, we get it. Because at the end of the day, that's what the biopsychosocial model is. Remember, you're treating a human. As such, do whatever you can to gain their trust. And not in a sleazy way, again. Gain their trust. Show them that you believe them, that you believe in them. Show them that you're going to do whatever you can to help them. And that may start with you saying, I don't know. That's okay. Be real with them, because you are a human, they are a human. Act accordingly. The conference, in so, just basically every single minute. I'm a big picture kind of person, right? I look to see commonality, I look to take the overarching theme from it. And that was, at a moment was just so like, boom. Physical therapy is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous first job, first career. I should say first career. It's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous first career. And if that's where you want to take it and keep going, more power to you. If you want to do other things, venture down other avenues, more power to you. That's what, you know, that's my jam. And I can confidently say that if you really care about your career as a physical therapist, and you're really working on it, and you are trying to be the best physical therapist that you can be, you will be so prepared for anything else. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're doing, is connecting with humans. Yes, I'm sure there's some professions where, you know, I guess those soft skills are not as important, but I can't really think of many. Because even if it's like, okay, well, let's talk about, you know, being like a mechanic, you're truly working, or like a computer person, like you're working on an inanimate object, but that object is owned by somebody who is a human. And if they trust you, they're more likely to come back to you or refer their friends and family. Or even if you're not client facing, if you interact better with your boss or your peers, that's likely at the end of the day a good thing. So, I mean, I said it basically at the end of all of my podcasts, and I just say, and just my life motto, it's become my life motto, right? Like, life is all about connection. And I want to make sure I'm connecting with you. And so this conference really just highlighted that. And it was important to me to share that with you guys, because I worry about, messages can get misconstrued very easily. And I think people can assume things, and they do assume things very quickly. And so sometimes you got to spell it out for people black and white. I don't hate physical therapy. If I had to go back and do it again, I would do it the exact same. I would not do a residency, but I would do it the exact same. This field has absolutely prepared me for so much. I'm working on a ton of stuff right now, guys. I am hugely inspired. The past few days since, you know, I got there on Friday night, today is, I don't even know what the heck day it is, but it's been a few days. I'm so inspired, so moved, and really, truly feeling grateful that my start was in physical therapy. So if you guys out there are physical therapists, you're thinking about becoming physical therapists, maybe you're in physical therapy school, maybe you've been a physical therapist forever, and you're kind of like, eh. We're in an awesome place, my friends. This is a truly, truly, truly phenomenal career. And I want you guys to know that that is my belief there. I can be upset about things, and I think that some of the discontent that I have is because you see, and some of the anger, I don't want to say anger, maybe, yeah, anger, frustration that you see other therapists having is because we realize somewhere deep down inside how awesome this profession is. And when you see other people not living up to that and just treating with subpar standards, whatever, I'm getting moved right now. But when you see them not understanding how incredible this field is, it frustrates you. And it's like, you are making a bad name for all of us. You are disenchanting the upcoming population, the upcoming generation of physical therapists. You are creating thought viruses in all the patients and the other kind of providers, and that's the rest of the world, by being shitty at your job. And so I think that's where some of that anger comes from. And then I know for me personally, instead of me like fighting back, I'm just like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to step back. I'm not even going to say I'm a physical therapist. And I'm sorry about doing that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I try to champion it as best I can. And this is one of the episodes that I'm going to do that. Being a physical therapist is fantastic. It is hands down one of the best, if not the best, careers, and in my humble opinion, starting careers. It's a great springboard to launch you into doing whatever it is you want. Literally, the sky, that's not even the limit. You can be anything you want. You can do anything you want. At any moment in time, you are just a single decision away from completely changing everything in a good way. So, yes, my final thoughts on that. I was hoping to keep this a little bit shorter, but I'm feeling it, and I want you guys to know. I'm going to wrap it up here, but as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know that you keep listening to anyone doing anything, and you chose to listen to me. So thank you. If you liked it, leave a review. Those are awesome. I read every single one. Thank you to everyone who has left one. They're dope. If you loved it, subscribe. This way you never, ever miss a thing. Be like Aerosmith, right? Don't want to miss a thing. Until next time, guys, Maestro